his mother used it over a fireplace, you know, would hang it on a hook and cook over the fireplace. And my mother did that when we lived in the half dugout. We had in that half dugout, they had a fireplace in the end of it, and that's the only stove they had, was that fireplace, and they cooked on it.
Oh.
And everything, and they hung their pots and things on there.
Boy, I bet they got dirty.
Yeah, it got smoky.
I bet that was really no tree.
Yeah, we had a poker. I wish I'd kept that poker that we had at home.
Did you say you had a flower garden?
Oh yeah, we'd have a little, had zinnias and just the old-fashioned flowers and the bouncing Bettys. And iris, yes, we had the flowers, hollyhocks. These hollyhocks I have around my place have been here, it was here when I came here, and his mother had brought them and planted them, and we've never replanted them, and they have just kept coming up all those 55 years.
Holy smoke.
Never replant them. And come up sometimes a real red one, sometimes white one, sometimes pink one. They kind of change. Never replant them.
You just don't know which seed is going to take, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. Did you go out and gather these and bring them in?
Oh, yes. We usually kept flowers on the table, on the mantles and the table.
Mm-hmm. What did you put them in?
Oh, anything we could get. Vases, of course, if you had it. But then our people didn't have a lot of antique things.
Mm-hmm.
My mother stood on the hill at Purcell while my father made the run. She stood on the hill with her little boy in her arms and watched him. And he got over here, and it was already inhabited. You see, people, Sooners.
Yeah.
He had to pay $300, the old fella, on that place that he picked out. Why, this old squatter. He had his dugout, and he had a lot of chickens. Great big enough to eat, you know, and had a garden planted and everything right down in the creek, like, you know, kind of hid. And it's mostly Bohemians in this neighborhood that got all these farms. They also this farm. It was Sooner on it. His dugout I have seen when we married. Well, it was still part of the dugout was right over the hill there, where he was holding in the hill.
Yeah.
But then, see, he got $300. That was a big prize. And
yeah.
And my father paid this old fella $300, and he went to Guthrie and filed on his name.
Uh-huh. What a racket.
Yes. Now they just had what they could just haul in their wagon. They didn't have very much.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, of course, a lot of people had a lot of antiques. And
just held them up, though.
Yes.
Things were beaten up. Well, you had knives and forks and spoons.
Yes,
and
we had, that's another thing. If I had only kept some of those iron knives, they had iron handles and they had the sharpest blade. There's a little long forks that wasn't any wider than this, you know, and they're just sharp.
Oh.
And had iron handles. That's the first that we used when we were keeping.
How about the spoons?
Well, the spoons,